Hello, hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. We're so glad that you're here with us today. It is so welcoming that you are here today. We are so glad to be back. We were on vacation. And women, I am so sorry. We haven't been here for several weeks, but we're so excited. We have praise reports. We have people that's been healed from the corona. We have people that have financial blessings. So we want to just thank God for what all he's doing in the midst of all of the turmoil in our world. He's still showing himself to be God. And we're so excited about that. God is an awesome God. He is an awesome God in the midst of turmoil. That's what he does. So God is so in the midst of our relationships and our families. And we just want to thank each and every one of you. We know there's prayer groups across the globe, across the social media. We know that people are having different avenues of praise reports, and that in the midst of that, people are still having personal issues. So we want to pray for breakthroughs in that area, those areas today. God is in the midst. God is in the midst. And this week, we are looking for turnarounds. We're always looking for turnarounds. We're always looking for miracles. We're always looking halfway full. Like you say, a glass, you look at it halfway full or half empty. Whatever spirit you have, do you have a critical spirit? Do you have a negative spirit? Or do you have a positive? Do you have faith? Do you believe that through the midst of everything, you're looking at it positively? We want to pray for you. Breakthroughs today. Internal breakthroughs today. Mental breakthroughs today. We know that through the midst of all that's going on in the United States especially, we know that people are having detrimental money issues sometimes. And we want to ask God to break those generation curses. We want God to renew the minds of his people, that we will learn to get in the word of God. And God promised us in Malachi 3, the whole scripture is good, 3:10, especially if you would give unto him, not rob him, but give him his 10% and give your tithe and offering. And I go further as first fruit, give to the poor, that's even extra. But if you give God his 10%, he will break those curses off of you. But he said, if you don't give him his 10%, you're cursed with a curse. He also said, when you give him your tithe and offering, to prove him. So we want to prove God today for those that give tithe. We want to repent for those who don't give tithe and offering. And it's also tithe and offering. Meet Malachi 3:10. Tithe and offering. So we want to give grace to those that are having financial issues, Lord. We want you to protect them even now. We repent for them. We agree in their repentance. And we state right now that their curse is broken. We decree and declare that they give their tithe and offering, that they're going to prove you, Lord, that you will open the window of heaven, that they will have not room enough to receive. We put you in remembrance of your word, Lord. We put you in remembrance. We ask that you forgive them for back tithe and offering. We thank you, Lord God, that it's better to give than receive. We know that. We know that we sow, that we will reap a harvest. And Lord, we just break every generation of curse. You said that money answereth all things. And we know that money will answer over 90% of our problems, some people's problems. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're renewing their minds. We know, we thank you, Lord, that they're meditating on your word about finances, about giving, about tithe and offering, because you promised us that you will break that curse off for us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we just come before you, Lord God. We stand on your word. We have faith in your word. We know your word will not come to you void, will not come back to you void. We know that the angels are hearkening even now to your word now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break every generational financial curse off our lives. The ones that are listening, that's in agreement with this prayer, we break every generational curse of poverty, of sickness off of you right now. You are not no longer cursed, but you are blessed. And God, you said, whatever you bless, no man can curse. And we say we are blessed and highly favored. We are above only and never beneath. We are the salt of the earth, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We promise you, Lord God, that you are the apple of our eye, like we're the apple of your eye. And Lord, we love our sisters and brothers are in need. Lord, we ask you break the curses. Turn it around even now tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you. We honor you, Lord, because you are the Lord of lords and King of kings. And we thank you for it now. We bless you for it now. We call children back home to you, God. Our children that has been astray, Lord, we pray for them. We cover them. You said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. We put you in remembrance of that word right now. Our children are delivered because we are righteous through you, Lord God. And we pray for them and we intercede for them. And we say they will have favor and with their teachers. They will have favor with their classmates. They will have favor wherever they go. God, we never seen the seed of the righteous begging for bread. We decree and declare that every good seed that we have sowed, that it will come back to us and our children, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We just want to come on this broadcast tonight to say thank you. Thank you for healing our bodies. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers. Lord, you've been answering prayers like never before. We thank you, Lord God. We lift up your name above every name. And we say, you said you would draw all men unto you. We lift up the name of Jesus right now. And we say, draw our children, draw our grandchildren, draw our loved ones that are lost and backslidden. Lord, call them back to their rightful place. We call them back to their rightful place in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind them to Psalms 91 in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you're interceding on for us. You are our greatest intercessor. Thank you for interceding for us, Lord God. Thank you for standing in the gap for us. And we declare victory tonight. We declare victory tonight, no matter what the enemy is saying, no matter what you see on television, won't matter. We say victory. We say miracles. We say breakthrough. We say we are victorious. God, you said you're going to give us double for our trouble. And we put you in remembrance of your word. We're going to give us double for waiting. We're going to give us sevenfold, hundredfold. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree and declare the curse has been broken. And if you would like to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you may do so. You may inbox us. Just say, Lord, I believe you died on the cross for our sins. I believe you died for my sins and you rose again. And I believe it in the mighty name. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. If you said that prayer just now, you want to get with a believing church, or you may text us at 74,000. Text us at 74,000 and we give you next steps. May God bless you tonight. I say God is God and he's always God. He's always number one. He's always the apple of our eye. He's always the King of Kings. God is a jealous God. And we say you are our Lord. We worship you, God. And we thank you tonight. If you have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight, text 74,000 for your next steps. Do it right now. We love you with the love of Christ. May God bless you in Jesus' name.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy and Felicia.
How are you?
We thank God for you calling me in. May God bless you. Peace. May God bless you with the blessings forevermore.